This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case in connection with an alleged paper leak in the conduct of the National Eligibility Exam Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026. The agency has registered the case based on a written complaint received from the Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. The agency stated that the special CBI teams have been formed and dispatched to various locations for an investigation into the matter. The NEET UG 2026 examination was conducted by the National Testing Agency NTA on the 3rd of this month. Addressing a press conference on NEET exam cancellation in New Delhi, DG National Testing Agency Abhishek Singh said, NTA will conduct a re-exam for students and it will be done in a fair manner and no additional fee will be charged for the re-exam.
We have handed over this matter to the Central Bureau of Investigation for inquiry. And all those involved in such wrongdoing will be sent to jail so that students' future are not adversely affected in any way. Along with this, we will conduct the examination again in a completely fair manner with no irregularities of any kind and no additional fee will be charged for the re-examination.
Fees nahi charge karenge.
The political situation in Tamil Nadu has turned dramatic ahead of the flow test. The newly elected TVK government led by Joseph Vijay. The All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Karagam has split into two groups over extending support to the government. The faction led by former Chief Minister and Party General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy has directed party MLAs not to support the TVK government. Meanwhile, another faction claiming the support of 30 MLAs have elected SP Velumani as the AIADMK legislature party leader. Leaders of the faction met the media after a meeting at former Minister C.V. Shanmugam's residence. Shanmugam announced that the group will support the TVK government during the trust vote. India will host the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting on the 14th and 15th of this month. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Rindy Jaiswal said, during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has appealed to the people of the state for the practical implementation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call. He urged citizens to reduce fuel consumption and avoid unnecessary purchases of gold. The Chief Minister of Yogi Adityanath directed that the fleets of the Chief Minister, ministers and others be immediately reduced by 50%. He also appealed for prioritizing the work-from-home culture in the state. In Maharashtra, 6 devotees were killed and around 15 others injured after a wall collapsed during a religious gathering in Jat Tahsil of Sangli district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. Haryana State Election Commission said that all necessary arrangements have been completed for the counting of votes for the general and by-elections to municipal bodies held in the state. The counting of votes will begin at 8 a.m. this morning at the designated counting centres. The municipal body elections were held on May 10, 2026. Besides this, by-elections for various wards in different municipal bodies across the state were also held. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heat wave conditions over Rajasthan today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Gujarat, Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh today. The Met Department has also forecast hot and humid weather over coastal Karnataka today. U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to arrive in the Chinese capital today for a high-stakes two-day summit, with President Xi Jinping marking their first in-person dialogue 6 months after brokering a trade war truce. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans outclass and rises Hyderabad by 82 runs to take the top position in the points table in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 169 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 86 runs and 14.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.